Nova 103.5, I have special studio guests with me, Auric Namibia. Auric is an international organization. They are now also in Namibia. Very exciting. I'm chatting today with Christa Swart and Pavlo Fatidis. Pavlo, let's start with you. We're talking about challenges facing business owners. What are the biggest ones that we should be looking out for?
I think there are two, and one of them is psychological or around leadership, or most importantly around mindset. And right around the world, in the US, certainly the areas that we work in, the US, the UK, Northern Europe, across Southern Africa, most business owners are very unhappy with the way their countries are being led economically. They're unhappy with the politics of the countries. They're very unhappy about the condition of the economy, around rising inflation, rising interest rates, rising costs of doing business. There are skill shortages right around the world, despite the fact that more and more people are getting access to education. They remain unhappy and grumpy. The one thing that you have to be able to then do is set yourself apart. And that means change your attitude towards those elements and focus only on what you have control over. It's the one distinguishing feature that we see psychologically in leadership, setting the growth companies apart from the rest. On a technical level, there are two things that really matter. In a massive survey we did in 2016-17, across 10,000 privately owned businesses, again, in those regions, in those territories, what was absolutely horrifying is that 95.4% of them had employees that were unaware of the growth intent and strategy behind the company, and around 68.4% of them never had the gears that make growth happen. The way you market, the way you sell, the way you operate, the way you administer, those gears weren't working in sync. So those two things created more chaos in the business, more upset for the business owners, along with the outside exogenous factors. And if you get your headset and mindset right and articulate and build the business correctly, you can resolve it and stand apart in this very competitive, noisy space.
As you say, Pavlo, noisy, competitive. And Christo, what is the outcome of not getting it right? You don't get second chances, do you?
That's correct. Think of it like this. If the team relies on you as the business owner for stability and to grow the business, and this rests firmly on your shoulders, it will not be sustainable nor sellable. And this is not a Namibian thing. This is a global thing. We build our businesses through time, sweat, and sacrifice towards hopefully realizing a return in 8 to 10 years from now. But how we build our businesses will impact how we exit or hand it over in our legacy chain. Building is difficult, but most owners that have sold a business or handed over a business realize only then how difficult it is to achieve a fair valuation upon that exit or hand over a business. We as business owners need to take control of this proactively, and not getting it right will leave a gaping hole in your retirement plan.
So if you were 40 years old, Pavlo, now in your own business, I'm assuming, as opposed to, say, being 60, your view and your perspective and your approach would be different. How would it be different?
Well, it would be different in that when you are 30, 40, you think you're bulletproof. You think you have the future ahead of you. You have this long, long runway. There's no end in sight. You can still make it happen. I think when you turn 60, you start to maybe think that the runway is a lot shorter than anticipated. The two are very, very different mindsets. When you're 40, you think you can make it all happen. When you're 60, you suddenly realize how hard it is to make it all happen. And I think you should have a view that says, I want to have my cake and eat it. So if I'm in my 40s, I'm thinking, I'm going to scale up growth. I'm going to do what I need to do in order to try and grow and dominate segments of the market and exit with a huge, huge capital gain. When you're 60, you're going to be thinking, you know what? I've had a good run of it. It's given me a good lifestyle, my business. How do I double down now on this valuation and go for one of the hardest things to get right? And that is to find someone who can acquire the business and give me the retirement that Christa was referring to. If you adopt the right model of business, and a model of business is the way you build a business, it's the way you organize a business, it's the way you work with your team, you can have your cake and eat it. You can have the 40-year-old mindset, which is about ramping up growth. And at the same time, you can have the 60-year-old mindset, which says in the next 3 to 5 to 7 years, I'm going to deepen the profitability of my business, its valuation, and most importantly, I'm going to build it so that somebody wants to buy it and I can realize a gain on all my years of sacrifice and investment.
It's amazing how you mentioned that, Pablo. So it's very much a case of, and I saw on one of your Facebook pages, there's a little chess piece, a king upright and a king down. Is it a classic example of long live the king is dead, you just move on?
Very much so. And it is about that view of persistency. What's been so interesting is the number of businesses we've worked with in the past that initially came to Auric to say, well, you know, we want to get out, and we've realized that the way you build a business to make money and the way you build a business to get it sold are different. And the work we then did with them saw them remain on in the business for an extra 10, 15 odd years, because all of a sudden, if you organize things correctly and you structure a business properly, it takes away a lot of the stress and strain of everyday grind.